Rourke
at
the end, but because that's so far, I got lost going up there yesterday.
Do you have trouble?
Yeah, well, I turned off, I went up that, you know, that, I took the first road, which goes up into the, kind of a park up there.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go up and you have to pay to camp up there.
Mm-hmm.
At Jackson or something there.
Oh, yeah. You turned left down there.
Yeah, I was supposed to turn left, but I turned left too soon.
You went out to the park where you had to pay.
Well, yeah, I didn't pay. I just turned around and came out.
Come on out.
Yeah, that's where I went for.
I haven't been in there for a year or two.
Uh-huh. Now, we were talking about what, you know, what these boys and girls did on their date. You said they did a lot of...
Oh, rubbing or hugging.
Yeah, any other words like that. That's the sort of thing I was talking about. Other than... and hugging, something like,
squeezing.
Okay. How about either, remember what they used, a term they might have used when you were a boy? They used you're smooching or spooning or...
Smooching, maybe.
All right. And if they, If a man and woman were supposed to get married, and then the woman changed her mind, and then she said, you might say, she did what to him? She
deserted him, or
mm-hmm.
quit him, or
any kind of funny names for that. She gave him the...
Well, she gave him a hard way to go, or...
Mm-hmm.
deserted him, or...
All right. How about gave him the axe, or gave him the gaze, or gave him the sack? Any of those?
Give him the axe.
All right. But if she didn't, then they went ahead and got. They went ahead and got.
Got married. She didn't refuse him.
Okay. And they. The man who stands up at a wedding is called the
best man,
there might be a matron of honor, but then there might are maid of honor, but there are also
bridesmaid.
Yeah, and you remember, I don't think they do this much anymore, but they used to have a kind of noisy serenade after a wedding, kind of a. When the bride and groom come back from their
serenade them.
Yeah. All right. Never call that anything else.
I remember you used to serenade with cowbells and beat on tubs.
Mm-hmm.
Ride them on a pole.
Okay. Now. Did you ever hear that called anything like a chivalry?
Yeah, chivalry or serenade.
Either one, huh? Now, if I were talking to you about being in, can you describe that anymore? That you remember? Have you ever participated in one of those?
Yes, I used to run around the house.
Did they do that to you when you got married?
No, I believe I got by
mm-hmm.
pretty well. They just give me a shower.
I'd
like to get a shot at it.
Have you ever been to one of these?
Yes, I have.
How recently?
Well, it's been 20 years, 25.
Okay. Tell me about it. Just what was it?
Well, they just line up around the house and all the neighbors come, all the teenagers
mm-hmm.
come with a cowbell.